Joanne, please.
Yes, this is she.
Hi, Joanne. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you? Is this sounds like Dan or Paul or somebody?
No, actually, I work with the apartment 8 complex that you are renting for. I guess it's your in-law, or I guess is this your parents or your husband's parents?
Oh, I see. Oh, it's my parents.
It's your parents?
Yes.
Okay, when are you planning on taking that unit?
Well, she said the latest that would be available would be, we figured around November 1st, I think is what she said.
Yeah, we're going to have a little bit of a problem with that.
Okay.
I don't know if that unit's going to be available then or not.
Oh, okay. What seems to be the problem?
Well, the people that were in there, we expected them to maybe not make it quite that long, but it looks like they're hanging on.
No, that one was vacant.
No, that was vacant for a while, but we had that other, I don't know if you heard about the little fire we had, so we moved someone into that unit, and now we don't think they're going to be out on time.
The one you were getting ready, you mean?
I'm sorry?
The one you were getting ready?
Yeah, we had to put another group in there because we had a fire over on the other end.
Oh. Oh, no, I didn't know that.
We had a little fire. Apparently, someone had a microwave going.
Oh, I see. Because, what was it? What's your first name?
I'm sorry?
What's your first name?
Wait, say that again?
What's your first name?
I'm sorry, could you speak up?
I said, what's your first name?
Oh, okay, Vinny.
Oh, Vinny.
Right. I'm actually the rental coordinator.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. Okay, no, I thought they, I didn't know that, because the lady just called my mother this week and told her that they were, she would be almost ready to go in it.
Well, is she staying with you now?
No, she's in Washington.
Oh, well, she could maybe stay with you for a while.
Yeah, that's not a problem, but the lady called her this week, is what I was saying, to say that she just had to do one more check on it, I guess, or something. When do you think it might be ready, or when do you think it would be ready then?
Well, you know, sometimes I can make things ready a little faster, if you know what I'm talking about.
No, not exactly, but anyhow, so these people are moving out, and you're not sure when then?
I could get them to move out if I had a little something. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Sometimes if I get the proper paperwork.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm talking about?
No, I really don't. I'm really kind of confused, I'll tell you the truth.
I'm sorry?
I said I'm kind of confused, I'm saying.
Sometimes people will deliver an envelope to me personally, and there'll be some paperwork in there, and I can move things along.
Uh-huh. Well, when do you think it would be ready? Forgetting about the paperwork, when do you think it might be ready?
Well, there's a lot of people interested in the unit. I have a couple envelopes already, if you know what I'm talking about. Let me cut to the chase here. Sometimes people will deliver, $500-$600 in a little thing there for me, kind of like a pre-Christmas thing, and then I kind of move people into those units for them, if you see what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, but that doesn't seem to, that sounds a little fishy to me.
For people that want to get rid of their parents, that's usually what they do.
Yeah, but I don't want to get rid of my parents. That's not the point. they'll wait till something opens up. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know how long you want them staying with you.
Well, that's okay, too, But you know what? I'll think about this.
Wait, hang on now. Before you go, let me just ask you this. Maybe we can make it 300.
Wait a minute.
Joanne?
Well, you know what, Vinny? Let me talk to my mother about this and
well, 200.
Hey, Vinny. Okay.
Hey, Joanne.
Yeah?
You ever hear the Stress Factory Comedy Club?
The what?
You ever hear the Stress Factory Comedy Club?
No.
Well, you're on speakerphone there right now.
Oh, I am.
Yeah, well, I'm not from that joint you're trying to stick your parents.
I didn't think you were. I mean, I'm pretty gullible sometimes, but I didn't think you were for some reason.
For 100, I can get rid of your parents.
For 100, you can get rid of my parents. Oh,
just kidding you there, Joanne.
No, I love him. I wouldn't want you to do that.
That's not what we hear from your daughter.
Oh, really? You have my daughter there, huh?
Yes, we do. For $100, we'll send her home.
Oh. Well, what are you guys up to there?
I'm sorry?
What are you guys up to?
We have you on speakerphone. The whole audience can hear you right now.
Oh, I see. I'm a tough cookie, you know?
That's right. Did you have fun with the phone call?
Yeah, but you were confusing me there for a while. I just
Have you ever paid anybody off before?
Yeah, you weren't convincing me, though.
Sounded like I was.
Pardon me?
Nothing. Now, listen, we're going to send you 2 tickets for a show. Will you come join us sometime?
Oh, sure. Where are you?
It'll cost you $100 to find out.
$100? Oh, my goodness. You're pretty expensive there.
No, we're in New Brunswick. I'm going to send 2 tickets home with your daughter.
Oh, you are? Well, that sounds good to me. Now you're speaking my language.
Yeah, I thought you were a little cheap. Now listen, do you want to say goodbye to your daughter?
Sure.
Go ahead and say goodbye to her.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead and say goodbye.
Oh, bye-bye.
Thank you very much. You were a lot of fun.
I thought I was going to talk to her.
Now we have a show to do.
Okay.
Thank you very much. We'll see you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. That was a fun call. All right.